This goes to Dr. Regan, R-E-G-A-N, Walden, W-A-L-D-I-N, fax 989-629-8149, regarding Dawn, middle initial K, Luce, L-U-C-E. Date of birth is 3/28/1957. Dear Dr. Walden, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Luce with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 4th of 2023. Since that visit, she became very ill in January of this year and was hospitalized with urosepsis for 4 days in Alma. She is feeling much better. She was concerned about her follow-up labs, which were done 3/28 of 24, hoping that that severe illness did not affect her kidney function. And she reports that she is feeling fine at this time. No dysuria, no pain with urine, no cloudiness, foaminess, or odor of the urine. She also reports that you stopped her spironolactone 50 milligram once daily. She had been using that for blood pressure as well as for suppression of testosterone, which was causing facial acne. And since that was stopped, her blood pressure has been higher than it had been previously. She was in the 110 to 120 range. Now when she checks blood pressure at home, it's 130 to 140, over 80 to 90. And also she is starting to have acne return on her forehead. So she wonders if she could restart the spironolactone. The previous dose was 50 milligram once a day. And I'm going to restart her back on 25 milligram once a day, hoping that that will lower the blood pressure and not cause problems with high potassium levels, which it does have the possibility of doing. She is feeling well, otherwise no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no edema. And other medications include Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, that I wish to highlight. Bistolic is 20 milligram, 2 tablets daily. Benicar, 40 milligram daily. She uses Percocet 10/325 twice a day for severe pain. She takes Vibrid, 40 milligram once daily. Also, for headache, Maxalt, 10 milligram as needed for severe migraine. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Physical exam. Weight is 220 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse is 54. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/28/2024. Creatinine is stable, 1.51. Estimated GFR is 38, so that has not changed even after the urosepsis recovery. Albumin, 4.3, calcium, 9.4. Sodium, 141. Potassium is 4.2. Prior to the discontinuation of the aldactone, it was also 4.2, so that really didn't change potassium level at all. Carbon dioxide, 26. Phosphorus is 4.7. Hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, less control after aldactone was discontinued. So I will restart her on a lower dose of aldactone, 25 milligram daily, in hopes of controlling the blood pressure as well as suppressing the excessive testosterone levels that cause the facial acne. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient reports good control with that. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.